Hello children, welcome to module 3 of chapter 13, Symmetry. The topic for this module is reflection and symmetry. Reflection of an object is its image as seen in a mirror. The reflection of an object is always symmetric to it. When you stand in front of a mirror, you see yourself in the mirror. Your image is exactly similar to you. The distance between the object from the mirror is equal to the distance of its image from the mirror. The distance between you and the mirror is same as the distance between the mirror and your image. When an object is reflected, there is no change in the lengths and angles. As you can see, when a triangle is placed in front of a mirror, there is no change in its angles or lengths of its sides. However, the left and right sides of the object appear reversed in the image. You must have noticed this when you take selfies with your phone. This type of symmetry is called reflectional symmetry. Applications of reflectional symmetry. You can make use of reflectional symmetry to decorate your house on your birthdays using paper. You could make several symmetrical designs out of paper and use them as decorative items. The idea is to fold a piece of paper into equal parts, cut out a design and open it up to get a symmetrical pattern. Another application of reflectional symmetry is the kaleidoscope. Kaleidoscope is an instrument that uses mirrors to produce images that have several lines of symmetry. The angle between the mirrors determines the number of lines of symmetry. You can make it at home too. You just need plain mirror strips, cardboard disc with a hole, and broken pieces of colored bangles. These are some of the images that you can see through a kaleidoscope. Another application of symmetry is the rangoli patterns. You must have seen symmetrical designs that form part of several rangoli patterns. Thank you.